Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. What worries you most about living with multiple sclerosis? I'm catching up with a small survey taken by Can Do MS, an organization that promotes health and wellness education programs. The survey results show that disease progression, financial concerns, and loss of independence are top of mind for people with MS. More than 75% of us are worried about how our disease will progress, with 51% citing it as their greatest worry. Over 60% are concerned about symptoms management. About two-thirds and three-quarters of their support partners say they need more information on how to manage the disease. All of these concerns are connected, and they point to the need for better communication between people with MS and their neurologists, particularly in the period immediately following diagnosis. Hardly a day goes by that I don't see the words, "I'm scared," written in an MS-related social media post. The writer is typically newly diagnosed and believes that MS is a death sentence. But this fear isn't limited to MS newbies. It may be someone whose neurologist has suggested starting or switching a disease-modifying therapy and has failed to adequately review its benefits versus its risks. Or it may be someone who can't afford treatment, or someone who finds it hard to travel to the neurologist's office. There can be a whole lot of reasons for this concern. This is more than just a doctor-patient problem. These concerns highlight the need for a comprehensive care program for people with MS. A few years ago, my fellow MS News Today columnist Laura Kolakowski called it one-stop shopping. In other words, the ability of someone with MS to coordinate with a neurologist on medical problems, a physical therapist for mobility concerns, and an occupational therapist for home and workplace modifications. Maybe also a social worker for transportation needs. And I'd add to that list an expert in employment law, a financial advisor, and someone in the doctor's office who really knows the ins and outs of medical insurance. Comprehensive care, of course, needs to start with the neurologist. He or she is the person who needs to bring together and make available all of these elements. But that means the doctor must believe that comprehensive care is a necessary part of patient care, and devote the time and resources to it. Is comprehensive MS care just wishful thinking? Have you talked about this idea with your neurologist? I have.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.